Hey there, fabulous listeners. You're tuned into an episode of the Planner Girl Playbook. I'm Daniela, your host and the proud creator of pixelplannergirl.com. In this series, we dive into the thrilling world of business. Get ready to uncover innovative strategies and discover valuable tips that will elevate your business to new heights. Today, we're jumping into a segment of our series all about how to rapidly boost your cash flow when in a financial crunch. So let's get started. Today's topic, unlock financial freedom by mastering your spending plan or budget. The first thing you need to do before you create a spending plan or budget is to know where you stand right now. In the last episode, we discussed getting everything together so that you know where you stand. Now, we're going to talk about setting up a spending plan or creating a budget. Spending plans are useful because they focus on what you have left after meeting your basic needs to improve your life or reach a goal that you've set. Budgets are great for people who have moved past living month to month and can now enjoy playing with their money more, but also, it's just a different mindset, so whether you use a spending plan or a budget doesn't matter. Choose one or the other. Method 1. Setting up your spending plan. Spending plans are super simple to set up. What you need to know is how much you have coming in, minus your must-have living expenses, such as shelter, food, healthcare, clothing, and business or work needs. For example, if you work online from home, your car may really be a want and not a need. But if you have to have the car to get to work, or you have to use it for healthcare, or there is no other way to get food where you live, the car becomes a need. Once you know what you have left after meeting basic needs, you can now use the money you have to help you set up savings, pay off credit card debt, start a new business, or meet other life goals you have, such as traveling to exotic places. If you are feeling a bit unsure about how to kick off this budgeting technique, don't worry, I've got your back. In my shop, I offer two fantastic Google Sheet options that you'll love. First up is the cash envelope method, where you create envelopes for different expenses and budget according to your spending habits. It's super fun and effective. The second option is the sinking funds method, designed for those big ticket items that you've been dreaming of purchasing. Why wait when you can save up and grab what you want? For all the details, swing by the Pixel Planner Girl shop and explore these amazing tools. Method 2. Setting up your budget. To set up a budget, the one recommended by most financial counselors is the 50-20-30 rule or plan. You start the same, list all of your income and your expenses, including your wants, needs, and responsibilities, all in one big spreadsheet separated by their categories, needs, savings, and wants. You can find 50-20-30 rule calculators online to play with too. There is one at NerdWallet, which is a good one that I've used before, but you can also set up a spreadsheet to work for you too. The basics of this plan are that half your after-tax money is for necessities, 20% is for savings and paying down debt, while the rest, a full 30%, is for wants. Wants can be defined as this expensive clothing, designer makeup, and a fancy car over the basics, as well as playing the stock market. Needs include housing, food, transportation, basic utilities, insurance, childcare, and a minimum loan payment. Savings includes investing money in a savings account, stocks, bonds, growing your emergency fund, or paying down debt. Don't let this overwhelm you. It's actually super easy. I personally love using the simple budget Google Sheet I offer in my shop. My advice? Choose a method that resonates with you and give it a shot. Understanding your spending habits and keeping tabs on your finances will help you steer clear of debt. Let's do this. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Planner Girl Playbook, only on Pixel Planner Girl Radio. I'm thrilled to help you get one step closer to mastering your finances. Be sure to check out our show schedule for exciting upcoming episodes. And don't miss out on signing up for our newsletter for fresh weekly updates. Can't wait to catch you next time.